Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Oh, Dog Pack, diehard dogs and Browns backers worldwide. It is Kenny Mack, and it is another episode of Throwback Thursday, but I want to get into one thing first. Happy freaking birthday, Cleveland. 228 years old, and not only did it was a birthday for Cleveland, we got a birthday present, all of us that are Browns fans. Coop's happy and he's in camp. So, another episode of Throwback Thursday. I'm Kenny Mack. You know my story. Grew up across the lake from the land. Moved to Ottawa, Canada. Run the Browns Backers up here. I run it through Browns Backers Worldwide, which is officially sponsored by the Cleveland Browns. So, I also sit on the council that oversees all those chapters. So, if you want to go anywhere in the world, you're on vacation, just take a look at that Browns Backers locator and you can find out where a chapter is, and hopefully you're watching a Browns game on Sunday somewhere where you didn't think it was going to be. But I want to get back into the show, and you know what it's about. It's just a chance to show some gratitude to the dogs that grinded it out through the good, through the bad. You know, we've had a lot of bad. Some of the players themselves, you know, they were the good, the bad, and some of them, man, they were even the ugly. So let's take a break. Let's look into some players' histories. Let's reminisce about the plays they made. And sometimes we like to dive in, imagine if they were on the team. But I want to get in the podcast. We want to get that 10,000 subscriber mark, and we're getting close. So like and subscribe the Dogs Podcast. Don't be shy to leave a comment. We'll always answer you back, or I always try to. And you can find us on social. So Facebook, X, TikTok, Instagram. Just leave a comment. I always try to find you. Tag us in the post. That's the easiest way. Leave a voicemail on the show. On any topic, you know, you can use their example when you bring it up for the intro. Become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page, and that gets you to the private Discord. So sign up, get there with the other dogs. Dog Pack's a blast, man. We plan a bunch of stuff. We have a ton of fun. It's like an online Browns Backers club almost. Talk about it all the time. It's just really good bunch of people, and we're even planning a Browns game this year. It's slowly getting together. It'll be later in the year, and we're gonna have a blast. Last but not least, fantasy football. Let's get in and come and play with me. Like I do one of the leagues. So you hit the jointhedogs.com, sign up for the fantasy football. It's gonna be another couple weeks that you can get in, And we've got a, actually, it's, they're all redraft leagues that I'm talking about. We do have a dynasty league. We got another one that's opening up right now because it was so popular last year. And I'm having a ton of fun doing it. You get to talk to guys all the time, talk some smack, talk some football, maybe get a couple pointers, pull out a pool or pull out your other fantasy leagues. I'm in six myself. And let's get back to the Throwback Thursday. So, who do you want to profile this week? Well, I think based on the situation that we're in right now, training camp, I know what I want to see, and I think I know what you guys want to know. Like, somebody for this season. And I'm sure this is on all the minds of the Browns fans. There's a former player that's rejoined the team, and he could make the biggest impact in a long time. But you're telling me, hey, Ken, come on, this is a Throwback Thursday. They can't still be playing. Well, I'm kind of cheating a bit here. It's a coach, okay? He's our new OC. It is Ken freaking Dorsey. And let's see where this all started from high school to the pros, and his past success with Cam and Josh Allen. So, his early life. He's from California. He went to Miramont High School in Orinda, California, where he lettered in both football and basketball. And if you guys have watched any of these episodes, these guys that do well in multiple sports end up in the NFL. His best sport and his passion was football, but just as a side note, he was a honorable mention as a U.S. selection to the basketball team. He also lettered twice. As a senior, he averaged 10 points, 8 rebounds, almost a double-double. But get this, this is pretty gaudy. 5 steals a game? I guess maybe that's high school. I know I played. There's no way I averaged 5 steals a game, so I thought that was pretty good. But what we really want to hear is, man, that college career, because you know he was a trigger man for the Carolina Panthers, the Miami Hurricanes, and that team was hella loaded. He posted a 32-2 starting quarterback record. They had a 34-game win streak, which is unreal. He wrote tons and tons of records. Get this. So total offense, 9,486. That's like 2 years, guys, in college. Passing touchdowns, 86. Completions, 668 of passing it out of passing 1,158 attempts. Victories as a starting quarterback, 38 altogether, and a 97% win percentage. Wow. Keeps going after this. He threw 193 passes without a single interception. And on top of that, 31 passes for touchdowns in consecutive games. He led the Hurricanes to back-to-back national championship game appearances. I'm going to tell you why. It's just appearances. Winning the 2002 Rose Bowl and appearing in the 2003 Fiesta Bowl. Now, they did win a championship in 2002. Guys, I just really want to touch on this team, though, man. I mean, when you are a quarterback and you get this, this is wild. Like, the guys that were on this team, for you guys that weren't around at that time or didn't know about this team, listen to this. Your running backs were Clinton Portis, Najee Davenport at fullback. Tight end was Jeremy Shockey. Your one receiver number one was Andre Johnson, who's now a Hall of Famer. The O-line looked like this. So, four of the guys all in the NFL. McKinney at left tackle, Brett Romberg at center, Martin Bibla at right guard. For some reason, I don't have the left guard. And we had our own Cleveland Brown, Joaquin Gonzalez, if you don't remember him, that rounded out that unit. Imagine having that lineup just in the NFL. I mean, man, I guess it helps when you're secondary. Listen to this. Mike Crump, Ed Reed. Oh, I forgot Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor was on this team. James Lewis and Philip Buchanan. That's all the secondary. John Vilma was at linebacker. And they had William Joseph at defensive tackle. Man, that is a stacked team if I ever heard one. No wonder they did so good. But even waiting in the wings, you had Roscoe Parrish. You had former Browns and failed motorcycler Kellen Winslow Jr. Vernon Carey, he was an awesome guard. They also had, like, their backfield was loaded. Like, I'm just talking running backs. So I told you about Najee Davenport. I told you about Clinton Portis. They had Willis McGahee, also a former Brown, and the inconvenient truth himself, Frank freaking Gore. With all that talent, though, the 2001 team, they were 12-0, and that the MVP, Dorsey was the MVP of the 2002 Rose Bowl. They killed it. They won that BSC National Championship. It was considered a super squad and one of the best ever assembled. But I'm going to be quick here. I need a quick break. I want to hear from our sponsors, and let's get back in to what happened the next season.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog pack, the summer's in full swing, and you guys know what that means. Omaha Steaks annual hotter than fire sale. Go to omahasteaks.com right now, and for a limited time, you guys can get big savings on great packages from Omaha Steaks for just $99. Plus, you guys can get an extra $10 off that order with promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. So these packages with that promo code, it are essentially $89. From exquisite steaks to legendary burgers, the premium pork, the air-chilled chicken, the meatballs, the chicken wings, the appetizers, the ready-to-eat meals, the wine, everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer, head over there today, check it out. Shop the Hotter Than Fire sale to get these exclusive savings on the mouthwatering packages that start at just $99. Plus, use that code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out for an extra $10 off your order. But hurry, because this sale is only available for a limited time. Summer always flies by, and this deal is going to fly by, so you're not going to want to miss it. Go shop today, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS at checkout for an extra $10 off your order.
All right, guys, we are back, and I don't know about you, but we've got a ton of rain here, and there is a ton of vegetation. I do not have allergies, but I have them now, so I was happy for that break. Let's get back into it, though. 2002 is the year, and another outstanding year for Ken Dorsey. Check out these stats. I mean, 3,069 yards passing, 28 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. And you think, well, they had to win back-to-back championships. No, they did not. They actually ran into the Ohio State Buckeyes. They won in a double overtime, sent the Hurricanes to 12-1. And I remember, man, just happy being there. Another championship game for the Buckeyes. I still can't believe they pulled it out. One of the biggest wins in Buckeye history. But enough about the Buckeyes. Let's get back into his career highlights in college. As we mentioned, he did get that one championship. Also, check out these accolades and all the awards that this guy got. So, let's start off. He got the championship, the Maxwell Award winner. So, that's best all-around U.S. player. Winner 2001. He was a two-time Archie Griffin Award winner, which is MVP. So that's 2001, 2002. He is quarterback of the year in 2001, 2002. And then the Harley Award is College Player of the Year. He also won that in 2001, 2002. He was an All-American 2002 second team and an All-American in 2001. So what did this get him in the NFL? Well, the draft went on a long time for him. His name finally got called. In the seventh round, he was the 241st pick by the San Francisco 49ers. What happened? With all those awards, people just could not see past, even though he was 6'5", 208 pounds, a little slight for the NFL, and they didn't like his arm strength. In the first two seasons with the Niners, so that would be 2003, 2004, he would play. He played nine games. He would start seven. He would throw for 1,712 yards, seven touchdowns, but yikes, 11 interceptions. He started the 2005 season as the third quarterback behind Tim Mertay and number one pick, Alex Smith. He actually had one of his better games in that year where he had to take over because of injuries. Unfortunately, he did lose, but he led a comeback. Got in the game through injury, but a failed missed or missed two-point opportunity, didn't pull it out. It was a rough season, 4 wins on the year. Back to the drawing board in 2006, the Niners would want to redo their quarterback room. Alex Smith needed some help. Where did they get the help? From the Cleveland Browns. They traded Dorsey, a 7th-round pick, to the Browns for Trent Dilfer. We did get a player with that 7th pick. We actually traded it to the Bears, and they gave us Lenny Freeman, if you remember. He was a journeyman offensive lineman. But he would go from one logjam quarterback room to another, so he's really on the outside looking in. Ahead of him was Derek Anderson, Charlie Fry. So due to all the injuries, though, he was going to get an opportunity to shine in Week 17. Unfortunately, the Browns were the Browns, and they pulled an injured Charlie Fry off the bench, who had a heck of a game, but all the Browns could do was muster two field goals and, unfortunately, too many turnovers. In the next year, the Browns would also, 2006, they would have another logjam at quarterback. They would have, I'm telling you the wrong date, 2007. They would have Brady Quinn drafted, and they would trade, not Dorsey, they would trade Charlie Fry to Seattle. And that's pretty much it. Most of his career, this guy was a backup. He got the occasional start. He played 16 total games. He started 13 of those games and was 2-11 as a starter. So not much success after all that, all those great times with the Hurricanes. But he just, like I said, with his scouting report, the arm wasn't there. He was slight in stature, and he just didn't have the weapons like he did at Miami U. Overall, he had 52% completion percentage, 2,082 yards, and he had 5.1 yards per attempt, 8 TDs, and 18 interceptions. So, you know, he wasn't known for interceptions in college, and that happens in the NFL. He had a last-ditch effort in the CFL with the Toronto Argonauts, but it would be backing up former NFL player Cleo Lemon in 2010. He would end up retiring from professional football on May 3rd, 2011. So what would he do in the meantime? He was still trying to get into the pros through the CFL, but Dorsey moonlighted kind of as a QB coach for Lakewood Ranch. And this is what got him on the coaching train. He noted, I realized my accomplishments gave me a unique platform. If I wanted to help a quarterback on his accuracy or show a receiver some tips on running a route or just let these kids know that they can't blow off their education, the kids listen to me. I find that kind of great because, I mean, not only did he love football and love teaching it, but he wanted to develop these young adults into a better position in their life. He would move on to IMG Academy. If you guys don't know what it is, I had to look it up too. It stands for International Management Group. It's a global sports, fashion, media company headquartered in New York, and they ended up buying a prep school, this prep school that we're talking about, where he worked, that was like kind of a prep boarding school for athletes, and it had a huge training facility. I believe it was started off as tennis or golf, and it kind of amalgamated into everything. He was there to develop quarterbacks, receivers, and running backs. Some of his notable students were Cam Newton, oh, go figure, Christian Ponder, Randall Cobb, and Joe Webb. He was also on the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers and the NFL were at his next stop in 2011. They first offered him a scouting position. So this is kind of how it breaks down. When he was a scout, their offensive coordinator was Rob Chudzinski. He had 2 years, 2011, 2012. In 2010, the Carolina Panthers stunk. They're one of the worst offenses in the league. But with Chudzinski, basically 2011, 2012, they moved back into the top 10 in offense. Well, the Browns loved that, and they signed him as the head coach for the 2013 season, where he would get his third stint with the Browns. He was a former tight end coach in 2004, not to mention he was also an interim OC then after Butch Davis got fired. And then he was the OC in 2007 for Romeo Crennel. But let's get to the nitty gritty. We want to know what happened in the 2015 season, that is, when Cam Newton got his MVP and had a heck of a season. So what happened when Chud left? Mike Shula was promoted as OC. That was 2012. Well, he was a quarterback coach. So guess who got to be the quarterback coach? It was Ken Dorsey. Now, here's the thing that I didn't mention. In all the stuff that we talked about the Hurricanes, guess who Ken Dorsey's OC was when he was at the Miami Hurricanes? It was Chud. And Chud left. They wanted some kind of continuity, so they put him at quarterback coach. And it worked out really well. Now, it's super important that you guys watch the Dogs podcast, because Ted Ginn Jr. was interviewed by our Dogs. They specifically asked, what can you expect from Ken Dorsey? He said, look at the 2015 team and you can figure it out. That offense, I hope it looks something similar. But the other thing about that team, well, we'll get into it in a little bit. Listen, let's get into the actual stats before I get all crazy here. That team was 15-1. They started off 14-0, which very rarely happens. The D was good, but the O is what we really, really want to talk about. So it was super interesting. The year it started, you would not have picked them to go to the Super Bowl, because they lost D'Angelo Williams. They flat out waived him, and he was one of the heart and soul running backs of the team. And then their big-bodied receiver, Kelvin Benjamin, tore his Achilles tendon. He was done for the year. So what did they do? They did some awesome stuff. They were number one in points scored, number four in first downs, number two in rushing. Cam Newton would be the MVP of the season. So what did Mike Shula, or let's say he let KD kind of influence? The run, for sure. In all five seasons with the Panthers, they were the fourth most in rushing, which helped them lead in time of possession. So this thing, though, the reason they led fourth overall is because they were heavily dependent on Newton's legs, and they did use RPOs. This was definitely influenced by Ken Dorsey. Now, the other thing is they could score off turnovers. The other thing that was noted, or that I read about that team, is they maximized the tight end position. Now, in 2015, they had to, because Kelvin Benjamin was injured. So Dickerson and Olsen combined maximized what they could do. While Dorsey was overseeing the position, several experts noted growth points to Newton. Gil Brandt, who was awesome and he was a great evaluator, said Newton's improved internal clock in the pocket, citing a career low in percentage sacks this early in the season. That was a huge turning point for him. Also, Pete Frisco noted pocket patience, mechanics, ability to read defenses. That all got better. Another pundit observed a refined pocket passer with athleticism to diversify any offense with a multi-dimensional run game. So multi-dimensional RPOs. There is a common theme of improvement with the patient's footwork and throwing motion. You can hear it. This is what we want to see for Deshaun Watson. What did Dorsey learn, or what should he learn? Pass the ball early. That's what they did. Control the end of the game with running. Get points when your highly rated D turns the ball over, and use your athletic QB wisely, so don't beat him down, because you can see what happened to Cam Newton after that year. So when Ted Ginn Jr. said, look at that 2015 season, I just spouted out a top ton of stuff there. But here's what worked. The dynamic playmaker at QB was developed, and he ran and passed. Now, like the Browns, stability at the head coach position. Ron Rivera was there for a while. Sticking to the run We got to stick to the run. Chubb is coming back. Deshaun Watson can run, but just make sure that he stays healthy. Last but not least, they spread the ball around. Expect the Browns to spread the ball around this year. So I'll take a quick break. Let's see what he did with Josh Allen, and let's end the episode on some points.
This episode is brought to you by Bodden Sports. Browns fans, Bodden Sports is your one-stop shop for all your athletic gear. Bodden started out perfecting and manufacturing the best balls in the business. Yeah, if that sounded dirty, that's more about your mind than my words. But hey, it's true. Baseballs, softballs, footballs, basketballs, volleyballs, soccer balls, you name it, and Bodden has engineered the highest standard sports balls available. And now they offer more than just sports balls. If you got kids playing baseball or softball, Bodden has batting gloves and bats to go along with both game balls and training balls. If you're into basketball, Bodden makes basketball specifically for indoor or outdoor use. Heck, Bodden even has all the equipment you need for pickleball, which is one sport that I hear everyone is playing and yet I still never have. And I need to fix that soon. But don't miss the backyard game section of Bodden's website, where you can order everything you need for this upcoming outdoor season. Pool balls, backyard volleyball nets, croquet, bocce, horseshoes, cornhole, and more. Right now, you can get 10% off your entire order at Bodensports, BadenSports.com/dogs, DAWGS, and use promo code DOGS when you check out. That's 10% off all the top quality sporting gear you need this season. Bodensports.com/dogs.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
It's time to get the world talking about Black-led brands. We all have our favorites, our ride or dies, and the ones we can count on to help us live out our best lives. But we can't keep them all to ourselves, so if you're feeling like Black Opal Beauty, tell somebody. If the lip bar gives you a lip for every drip, let them know. And if your hair is doing the do, shout that out too. Because one shout out leads to another, and almost half of Black-led brands are discovered by word of mouth. Join Walmart in shouting out your favorite Black-led products, creating a new world of choices at walmart.com/blackandunlimited.
All right, guys, we are back, and I am feeling fantastic. First of all, it's raining here, so whatever's in the air is clearing out, so I'm feeling a little bit less nasally, and I freaking feel fantastic about what I just told you about what Ken Dorsey did with Cam Newton. So let's move on to Buffalo, but we'll finish off what happened in Carolina. After a couple up-and-down seasons, the coaching staff was changed in January 2018. And Mike Shula and Dorsey were let go. One thing I do want to note, one of the coaches that they did coach with was Sean McDermott, and I'll tell you why. Once they were let go, though, Dorsey himself, he had a quick stint as the assistant athletic director at Florida International University. But a year later, Sean, he was already the coach for a year for the Buffalo Bills. He would bring in Dorsey to reprise his role as QB coach, but he was tasked with the development of Josh Allen. And 2020 was a hella year for Allen. This drew much of the same accolades as it did the first year with Newton. Boy, man, can you imagine if the Dorse can get these numbers out of Deshaun Watson this year? Man, listen to this. So, well, first of all, he played 16 of 16 games. I know we all want to see that. 13-3 as a starter. 396 completions, 557 attempts for 4,544 yards, 37 touchdowns, and only 10 interceptions, 107.2 QB rating. This is where he stood for awards. AP MVP, second place. Offensive Player of the Year, fourth place. Second team All-Pro, Pro Bowl. Man, it was really much the same for the next three seasons. What did he learn from the offensive coordinator there? Well, that offensive coordinator is the head coach for the Giants now. That was Brian Daboll, who also was an offensive coordinator for the Browns when Mangini was kicking around. So what happened with the Bills and Josh Allen specifically? He went from a below average passer, but now they moved and they switched things around. They went to an early down passing team, so second most on early downs in the NFL, and that helped him big time. The other thing, they were aggressive on first down. They led the NFL with the highest pass rate of attempts on first down. Go figure, that was huge for a young quarterback. You're basically passing when the defense doesn't expect it, so that would be super beneficial. This avoided obvious long passing third downs for a young quarterback. Everyone needs a Stephon Diggs weapon. Blowing the top off the D was key, and that was a trade that happened that year. Daboll, he moved on with all that success to be the head coach of the Giants, like I said. So McDermott, he would promote Dorsey to the offensive coordinator position. The Bills would turn in another banner year, like 3-13 again, number 4 in points, 6 in touchdowns, 2nd in points per game. But y'all remember the thing that happened that year when he was actually promoted. It was the second game of the year. It was the coordinator rage game where he spazzed out. So they started 2-0. Like I said, the Bills lost to the hated Buffalo Bills in a close game, unable to stop the clock and the final seconds ticking away. Dorsey's reaction was caught by the press box cam. You guys all remember, he stands up, he's smashing things, launches his headset, the tablet goes, anything that he could grab, it was destroyed. Man, I tell you, the players loved it. The media and the social media backlashed hard on it. Who cares? You know what? At the end of the day, they were 3-13. With stats like that, it doesn't matter, and it was forgotten fast. Now, 2023, the scapegoat season. That's right, man. He was scapegoated. If you read the Buffalo pundits, they would agree, number one, you watch the tape, this guy can call plays that work. Whether they were at the right time, that can be, you know, determined. Who knows? But here's one thing that I found in an article from Sharp Football Analysis. Basically said, you cannot take the stripes off a tiger. And what they're kind of pinning it on is they're pinning it not on Dorsey. They're pinning it on Sean McDermott. And McDermott has no interest in the style of passing that Dable and Dorsey wanted. The players want it. The fans want. He basically wants to run the ball and play defense, just like the Super Bowl run in Carolina. The way that Mike Shula did it when Ken Dorsey was the quarterback coach. Dorsey sees the bigger picture and getting past the Chiefs. While McDermott, he hired Joe Kelly. That guy instituted a more ball-controlled attack. Yes, they got more wins, but they were also one and done in the playoffs. And I guess McDermott, I pulled it out of the article that I saw from the Sharp Football Analysis. McDermott said it best. He said, if you were in the team meetings in training camp, you would know what I would want in offense. And I'm going to emphasize what I want. He did not want Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey was not the problem. Their defense gave up big time points in unbeneficial situations. Just look at the game where it was the square off between Mahomes and Allen. I mean, the defense gave up that last, what is it? He had 33 seconds, Mahomes, to give a touchdown, and they gave it up. It's the defense. Dorsey, you know, he got him fired, and so now McDermott, you made your bed, and you got to lay in it, buddy. So here's my final thoughts. When you think of the greatest quarterbacks at the University of Miami, you think of Jim Kelly. You think of our beloved Brown, Bernie Kosar. You think of Heisman Trophy winner and former Brown, Vinny Testaverde. Gino Toretta. But none of them had a career like Ken Dorsey. He had to have learned a ton in that. Dorsey's has valuable experience from the IGM Academy. If you're teaching the position, quarterback, receiver, running back, and specializing in quarterback, that can get you far in the NFL. When he gets his hands on a gunslinger, those guys that play, they play Pro Bowl to all pro seasons. And if not, at least they're in consideration. He does this by working on mechanics, as said by the pundits I told you earlier, but he calls plays that suit the individual. I've no doubt that this is going to continue with Deshaun Watson. The knock on Newton, the knock on Allen was accuracy. Deshaun Watson did not have that knock. He's streaky. Both Stefanski and Dorsey, they have acknowledged the value of digs. Enter Jerry Jeudy. Guys, take a look at the measurables. They're the same player. They run the same speed. They're the same size. They're the same guy. So is it going to work out? I can't guarantee anything, but they're at least they're talking and they're trying to get this offense going. Both Stefanski and Dorsey can drop great plays, but this is where the marriage is going to grow together. Stefanski can reignite some of the run ball control that the Carolina Panthers use in that Super Bowl run. And Ken can tap into the mobile production of an elite, physically gifted athlete. So Deshaun, a la Cam Newton and Josh Allen. They're QBs with freak ability. So this will be Dorsey's first go-around, though, with an offensive coach as the head coach. He should flourish. This should really hold his pass-happy nature back. Hold it in check, because that's his biggest criticism. His sample of his stats when he was fired, they're still fantastic. I mean, the Bills' offense ranked better than where we sat in these particular stats. They were number one in success rate with 48%. Second in third down conversion rate. Like, that's fantastic. Third in early down success. So see more early down passing. They are third in EPA play at 0.09. Fourth in rate of down conversions to first downs, 77%. They were fourth in points per minute of possession, 0.85. So you're going to see the numbers go up. Last but not least, the way that this regime, and I'm speaking about Dorsey and Barry, talk about the locker room, he's going to fit in it. Dorsey, as a human being, he's one of the good ones. He's been in the room for me for a very long time. I feel like I owe him a lot of success in my career, and he's been a huge part of what of that, and I'm sad to see him go. And that's what Allen said about his former offensive coordinator. So what you guys need to do, forget about the Spaz episode. Forget about the midseason firing. The experience that he accumulated from Chud, Mike Shula, which is bizarre in that whole how they replaced each other. So Chud was at Carolina. You know, he replaced Chud at Carolina. Brian Daboll with the Browns, who ironically was replaced Chud when he was the OC at the Browns. And then in 2011, it was crazy the way that these guys all interacted. But as you can see, there's a core stability of the offense, and it's from these guys. So I'm going to double down on the fact that it's time for this guy to shine, and the union with the offensive philosophy of Kevin Stefanski, like, this is going to connect well. The connection should provide a better offensive result from two like-minded guys from the standpoint of not being like weighed down by defensive coaches, because Stefanski had a defensive coach ahead of him in Minnesota. It all boils down to his proven record with high-octane offenses and big, athletic, mobile quarterbacks, and now it's our turn to reap the benefits of that. So you guys, tell me what you think. Make it good. I want to hear some awesome comments, what you think's going to happen this season. Enjoy training camp. Don't forget to like and subscribe this channel. I'll see y'all soon. Let's go, Brownies. Woo, 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 woo.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over, so you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.